starting on the 31.
That was a 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 26-yard return by Tyquan Lane. Lance Gerald brings the Vikings out. Tight end to our side. He's in the option. In the shotgun. Takes a snap. Give it to Moore around the left side. Moore get maybe a yard up to the 32. They're going to mark him down at the 33 for a two-yard gain. It'll be second and eight from there.
Wes, we went heavy on that play. We actually had two tackles on the left side, and we're doing it again right here.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, we do, but he's lined up as a tight end. Three-man front, 3-3 stack. Ball's on the ground. Pick it up, and Mike Moore gets it back, but we lose yardage back to the 29.
Yeah, just a high snap, and that time Lance Gerald was delayed on making the handoff to Mike Moore. It caught him around the shoulder pad. The ball hit the turf, and both of them fell on it. Mike Moore able to recover. That'll bring up third down and about 12 now for a first down.
Clemens. And at wide receiver, he's on the home side. We send Bergman to the far side. Drop Kevin Edwards in the slot. 3-3 stack. They're showing blitz. There they come off the corner. Gerald steps up. Way downfield to Clemens. Looks up. Overthrows Clemens. And intercepted on the first play by number 21. That is C.J. Cody. But... ball's all the way back to the 21-yard line.
Yeah, Lance went out. He just kind of threw the ball up for grabs out there. And Josh Clemens tried to get up underneath it, but the ball was just too far overthrown. And it turns into an interception. And the Indians will take over first down and 10 from the 21.
Well, I tell you what, if we don't get it, that's as good as a punt.
Yes, it was.
Exactly what I was going to say, guys, is that actually may even be better than a punt.
Here comes Trent Thompson, the Indian quarterback. He puts Chris Naguibera in the backfield, in the pistol. Two receivers far side. Drops back, looking to throw. Little screen over the middle, and he gets hit. The pass was to number 19, Malik Williams. And Williams, 3 yards, or 2 yards, up to the 23-yard line. 10:23 to go first quarter, no score.
Yeah,
and
just
second and seven from there.
Just a little screen pass. The defensive line was able to get through. Another half step would have made a contact with the quarterback.
Five-man front for our Vikings. Play action pass. We're chasing. Throws it downfield and just has to throw it away because number 91, that is Ellis Griffin, was all over him.
You heard the crowd groan a little bit, like maybe he was throwing it away. It would have been a... intentional grounding, but there was a receiver in the area. That was number 19, Mikael Williams.
Third and seven again. Trent Thompson in the shotgun, in the pistol. Drops straight back, looking downfield. Got a man open and knocked away. Good play. That was number 18. It stepped inside. Justin Evans knocked that ball away as the pass was intended for Amba Edetau.
Yeah, and I tell you, Trent Thompson had time to throw the ball that time, but great defensive coverage by Justin Evans knocks the ball away at the very last minute, and we force the Indians to punt on their first series here of the ball game.
St. Germain comes in standing at their 10. We put Tyquan Lane back about our 30. 10:01 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Six men up on the line of scrimmage. St. Germain, high kick, hit, bounces, and Tyquan let it bounce away. It'll take a McEachern bounce all the way down to our 23-and-a-half-yard line.
The punt not that high, but it had a nice roll to it, a 52-yard punt by St. Germain. And the Vikings, as you say, take over first down and 10 at the 23.
Just get Taylor turned on here.
Guys, that drive, only 38 seconds. Started on the 21-yard line. Three plays, all three of them were passes.
Lance Gerald. Back out on the field in the option. That's a 3-3 stack where they line three linebackers up behind three defensive lineman. The corners are up on the line of scrimmage. Gerald keeps the ball up the middle, gets hit as he gets up to the 25. So they'll give him a 1 yard. They marked it down to the 24, so that's a 1 yard carry. Be second and nine from there.
That middle of the defensive line for the Indians closed down quickly, and there was just no place for Lance to go.
9:30 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Our second possession of the ball game. Two receivers come near side. That's Bergman and Clemens in the slot. He's got Moore to his right in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Gives it to Moore around the left side looking for a hole. Cuts up. He's at the 30. Still on his feet. He's at the first down. Fumbles the ball. They pick it up. We fumbled at the 41 after getting the first down. McEachern has recovered the ball, and we down him at our 44.
Yeah, Mike Moore just was battling for that first down. He got up there, probably was going to have it by more than 7 or 8 yards, and the ball just gets knocked out, and McEachern will cover on the Viking side of the field.
First and 10 for the Indians from our 44-yard line. 9:08 to go here in the first.
Got an update from across town. Cats are leading 8-0.
Thompson with Mike Sherman as the running back. Thompson for the Indians. Look, throws out to Etiquois, makes the catch, still on his feet. Then we run him out of bounds down at the 38-yard line. There is a flag back at the, along the line of scrimmage. On the far side of the field, official looks over. Wait for his signal. Illegal procedure. So that'll negate about a 6 yard pass play. And they'll back it up to where it's first and 10 from the 50. First and 15. Thompson changes the play at the line of scrimmage. Keeps Sherman in the backfield. There's a snap. Gives it to Sherman up the middle. He's got a hole, and we have to tackle him from behind as he gets back to the original line of scrimmage, plus a yard and a half, so it'll give him 2 yards, so it'll be second and 8 from the 43.
Kind of caught us there that time and just exploited the middle, was able to pick up about 7 yards on the run.
8:43 to go in the first, still no score. Indians, wide receivers. Drops back, pump fakes, look. Downfield, got a man wide open. Makes the catch at the 15-yard line. And we won't run him out of bounds till he gets to the 12.
Yeah, that pump fake, and the defender for the Vikings bid on that. And Trey Fletcher, excuse me, for them, makes a great catch over his shoulder.
About a 22-yard pass play. And the Indians trying to get it off before the chains were set. 8:25 to go, no score, but they're first and 10 from our 12-yard line, or they got them marked at the 13. They send Fletcher to their side of the field. Etiquois in the slot on our side. Thompson goes under center. Changes the play, looks over the sideline, goes back under center, but he is changing it at the line of scrimmage. In the shotgun, there's a snap. Gives the ball right up the middle and goes and runs into a whole host of Vikings. And he'll probably lose about half a yard. Somebody's helmet comes off. And they'll say he'll lose 2 yards, so it will be second and 12 from the 15.
Guys, we need the help from the crowd right here. Loud, the band, the help.
Thompson, again with Etiquois in the slot on our side of the field. Under center. Little pitch out, incomplete pass. That was intended for Fletcher. He dropped the ball just as soon as he caught it and picked it back up, but it was an incomplete pass. So it'll be third and 12. 7:50 to go here in the first quarter. No score. They have to get down just past our 3-yard line. for a first down. Thompson in the shotgun now. Two receivers near side, one far side. Left to right on your radio dial. Takes the snap. Drops back. Look, look.
We got a hand on him, and he's going down at the 22. James Mathis in on the tackle, along with number 8, Justin Evans.
And they'll lose all the way back to the 21. And St. Germain will come out to attempt a 38-yard extra point.
Maybe we can force him to miss it here, guys.
From the left hash mark, ball down, kicks up, and it's good. And they take a 3-0 lead. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. St. Germain puts his foot into it, high end over end kick, sails into the end zone, and we'll take over first and 10 from our 20-yard line.
Guys, that last drive from McEachern, 5 plays, 2 runs, 3 passes, 1 first down, resulted in a 38-yard field goal by St. Germain, 2 minutes and 1 second off the clock.
7:07 to go here in the first period. We trail it 3-0. And I thought we had an official's timeout there for a second, but we don't.
Well, the Viking offense now coming back out on the field, and there is an official timeout for water. Let's take a 30-second break. You're listening to Lions High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country.
Back in Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle between us, Marty Rogers down on the sideline. First and 10 for our Vikings. 7:07 to go first period. 3-0 we trail after a 38-yard St. Germain field goal. Lance Gerald in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, one near side, going from right to left on your radio dial. Across the middle and just overthrows Tyler Vanderzanden at the 45. He had split the corners. Well, he had split the safeties and was right up the middle. Nobody near him. Had that pass been just a half a yard shorter, it would have been a good first down.
They call that a skinny post, and he was wide open, Wes. He, like I said, had split those safeties, and it was just a hair overthrown.
Lance Gerald barking out signals. Takes a snap, gives it to Mike Moore. The guard pulling, they get him in the backfield, and I don't know where they came from, but they came in a hurry, and we'll lose yardage all the way back to the 14-yard line. I'm sorry, to the 16-yard line. Lose 4 yards on the play. Well, I said 17, so it'll be 3rd and 13.
Yeah, Mike Moore was coming across to the left side, got in behind the offensive line, and the defensive line for the Indians just picked that up right away and just rode him all the way down the line.
Send Clemens to the far side of the field. Drop Jordan Williams in the slot. Drops back looking. Got Clemens wide open, makes the catch. Not enough for a first down, though.
He's going to be about a half yard short.
12-yard pass play out to the 29-yard line. That's where they'll mark him down. And coach is saying go for it.
Might be trying to draw him off sides here.
Lance Gerald calls out the play in the shotgun. 4th and 1/2 yard. Takes a snap, hard count, nothing there. Looks over at coach. And the catch says call time. With that, we'll take a 60-second break, trailing 3-0 with 5:46 to go here in the first. We'll be right back after this. And we're going to go for it, 4th and about 1 foot at our 30-yard line.
New quarterback.
Garrett Fuller.
Garrett Fuller in, running that wing tee. Goes under center. Takes a snap. Gives it to Bergman, hit in the backfield, and we will not get it. We will turn it over on downs.
Wow.
They got a good push. They are at right now controlling the line of scrimmage. They take over at the 27-yard line. Because we actually lost yardage on that play. Thompson brings the Indians on the field.
There's a flag substitution. They broke the huddle with 12.
That'll back them up 5 yards.
Got an update from across town. 15-0, Wildcats.
Back it up 5.
Want to remind all of our listeners, you can follow us on Twitter at TheVikingVoice. We'll give you updates throughout the game. That's Twitter, TheVikingVoice. They go back, throw, he's out of bounds.
And knocked away. They head for that far corner of the end zone.
That was intended for Amba Etatois. He had run out of bounds, Wes. I watched his feet. Even if he had made the catch, I don't believe it would have been a fair catch.
Well, the only thing I didn't see was the official's hat come off to mark that he went out of bounds.
I didn't either, but I saw his feet go out of bounds.
And we saw a guy not make the pylon last year up there, and they still scored a touchdown.
Vikings trail 3-0 here, still in the first quarter.
Second and 15, trips to the near side. Single receiver in the pistol. Thompson drops back. Little screen pass, and it would open wide open. And they'll get back to the original line of scrimmage and maybe a yard.
Taquan on that tackle, guys.
Yeah, that looked to be wide open right there underneath, but Taquan Lane closed in a hurry.
Third and 9. The last time they were in a situation like this, we stopped them. Again, they'll send trips to the near side. Thompson in the shotgun. Gives it to the receiver, to the running back, and he trips over somebody. Didn't see whose foot that he was tripped over, and he comes up limping.
It was a crease in the carpet.
And it'll be fourth down, and here comes St. Germain out to attempt another field goal.
This one's going to be about 44.
So he sets it down on the 34-yard line, so it'll be a 44-yard field goal attempt. There's a snap. Ball's down, kicks up.
No good. Wide right.
Wide right. And he's just missed a 44-yard field goal attempt.
We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back in Martin Stadium, we're going to take over first and 10 from the 20. Garrett Fuller in at quarterback. Takes the snap, gives over to Moore over the left side. And again, Bill, we have got stopped for a no gain. In fact, we lose a yard. It's going to be second and 11. They're doing something we haven't seen Pebblebrook or South Gwinnett do, and that's beat us on the offensive line.
Yeah, they are, and they're doing it with a three-man front.
They've got two corners up on the line, three linebackers up tight. And there we go. The fullback.
D. Daniels.
D. Daniels comes through, and I see what they're doing now. I'm kind of watching their defense, Bill. They're crashing their linebackers into that line of scrimmage. And we're up to the 28-yard line where it will be third and a long, third and a long yard and a half. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial there on the near hash mark. Double tied in. Fuller takes the snap. Gives it to Moore on the counter. He's across the 30. He spins as he gets across the 35. Has the first down. Out to the 36-yard line. Good tackle by number 54 of the Indians. That's Mitch Long. He took his feet out from under him. But that's our, I believe, Bill, our first down tonight.
It's the second. You got the first on the fumble. He had actually achieved the first down.
3:11 to go here in the first quarter, trailing 3-0. Again, ball on the near hash mark. We're showing heavy left, double tackles. Man in motion. Give it to Daniels up the middle. Runs against one man, two. He gets across the 40 up to about the 41-yard line. Give him 4 yards on the carry, second and 6 from there.
Little trying a little misdirection, putting that heavy side one side or the other, and then they're busting up the middle right now.
Inside 2.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Fuller, again with Bergman in motion. Gives it to Moore on the counter by one man, two. Still on his feet. As he gets out, he gets the first down out to our 49-yard line.
And West, that's a Viking.
First down, Viking. Big Anthony Chandler, who was the offensive player of the game last year for his blocking at center, out there leading the way. Ball just inside our 50-yard line. Mike Moore in motion. And we give it to Daniels up the middle. Bust outside. He's at the 40. He's at the 35, the 30. And they will. They'll haul him down at the 27-yard line of McEacher. 5, 10, 15, 20, 23-yard run by D. Daniels. Bill saw him go into the line.
Yep.
He clogged up. He jumped outside and was scooting.
Yeah, he was. And there was only two players for the Indians that could have even tried to catch him. And they were able to make the tackle, but not before a 23-yard gain.
Somebody has challenged this offensive line. Fuller takes the snap with Moore in motion. Gives it to Bergman on the counter. On the outside, runs a trap, spins over one man, two. Fights his way inside the 15 for another first down. A 12-yard run by Nick Bergman as he carries us down to the McEachern 14-yard line with a minute 44 to go here in the first period. Fuller calls out to play. Bergman and Daniels in the backfield lined up behind him. Heavy left. Double tied in on our side. Moore in motion. And we give it to Daniels up the middle. By one man, two, still on his feet. Those big legs churning as he fights his way down to the 7-yard line. It'll be second and three from the 7 as our Vikings are on a roll right now.
Yeah, they begin to find that little march right there in the straight wing tee with Garrett Fuller under center. Lots of counters, lots of fullback dives.
60 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Fuller backs Moore up just a little bit. Bergman at wing back on our side. Takes a snap. Guard pulled. And we fumble the ball. He tried to give it to Moore. And we fumble the ball.
He tripped.
Oh, he tripped.
Garrett Fuller tripped as he was coming back from his offensive line. I don't know if he caught the carpet monster or if he stepped on a foot from one of his off.
I think he caught the fullback there, Bill.
Okay.
Looked like they caught each other's feet.
That moves it back out to third and eight. Fuller. The Daniels up the middle, and he runs into a whole tribe of Indians at the 10-yard line. That'll be fourth down. And this is probably could be the last play of the first quarter. And it will. We'll let the clock expire. We will go to the second quarter trailing 3-0, but at the Indians' 10-yard line. We'll be right back after this 60-second break. Matt McInstein back here as we start the second quarter. Matt McInstein to tie this ball game up. A 27-yard field goal that will tie us up if he puts it through the uprights. Jason Crum, the long snapper, does his job. Fuller puts it down, kicks up, and no good. Wide right. They say it was wide right.
Well,
and we missed it. Tell us about it, Marty.
It was wide right, but not by much at all, Wes. It was right there on the side of the right upright.
Guys, that last drive, 4 minutes, 23 seconds off the clock. We went 70 yards, 10 plays, all 10 of them were runs. We got 4 first downs. 27-yard attempt by McInstein, no good.
They will take over on their 20-yard line. 11:55 to go. They still lead 3-0. Thompson in the shotgun with Sherman right behind him. Two receivers near side, one far side. Five-man front for our Vikings. Quick pass out in the flat, little bubble screen. And great open field tackle. But it's a 6-yard pass play. Should be second and 4 out here to number 25. That is Xavier Jackson.
Wes, they got about 8 yards on that play. We just gave them too much room there.
All right. Thank you, Marty. Second is second and 2 from the 28-yard line. McEachern in the pistol. Two receivers far side. They bring Trey Fletcher near side. Ball on the near hash mark. Takes the snap. pass out to Fletcher for the first down at the 35-yard line, and we run him out of bounds at the 36.
Again, the same play that time, just a different receiver. All they got to do is step out 4 or 5 yards, turn around, and in that case, right there, all they needed was 2 yards to make the first down.
It's like we'll give them the underneath, just wanting to beat us deep. First and 10, Indians out to the 36-yard line. Two receivers far side. They're on the near hash mark. Thompson looks over. Barks out signals. Gives it to the running back, Sherman, around the right side. He's got a hole. He's got a first down as he gets across the 45. And they had a great block out here on the corner, a peelback block. As they get out to the 47, it'll be first and 10 for the Indians on that play.
And they quickly break their huddle. And they're on the line of scrimmage ready to go.
Now they bring two receivers near side because the ball's on the far side of the field. 11:02 to go here in the half. Thompson drops back, look again.
Oh, bumble. No, okay.
No, they said incomplete pass. That was out to number 19, Malik Williams. Incomplete, the second and 10 from there.
Guys, that little hitch route is open all night. They got us early on the pump fake, and that's what's opened up that little 5 to 7 yard hitch route.
Same formation. Two receivers near side, one far side. Thompson looks over. Everybody looks back. The wide receiver on our side is Patterson. Thompson takes the snap. Gives it to the running back. Trying to get outside. We got
holding. Yes, sir.
They called it. And we've got another flag out here at the 38. But there's holding back at the line of scrimmage.
I think we got two holds on the play. I think they were holding Clemens and the defensive end.
Well, I know what we'll do. We'll go back to the one at their 47.
Yeah, it was obvious. I mean, everybody in this crowd stood up and pointed at that hold. It was right here on the home side.
And
we'll wait on the call from the official. That is the call, holding. We declined the first one, holding on that one, and we'll take that.
We send Eric Torrey in.
Ball on the 38-yard line now.
Yep, it'll be second and 20 from there. 10:49 to go here in the half. We still trail. We're ready to nothing. Thompson. Two receivers near side, two far side. Edetow in the slot on the far side. Three-man front for our Vikings. Drop back, looking. And the screen play.
Fumble. Viking ball.
Nope, wait a minute.
Oh, they say no catch?
He got it. It was no catch, but he got it back either way, I think, Bill.
Yeah, I saw a beanbag on the ground, so it must have been a fumble by one official.
Well, the clock has stopped. It's an incomplete pass.
Okay, they say incomplete because I saw him catch the ball on the screen.
And turn.
And when he turned, I didn't see the Viking that hit him, but he was going nowhere. So it's third and 20.
I think it was Trey Jackson who hit him.
Drops back, looking, throws back downfield. And a great play by Trent Thompson, the quarterback. It's incomplete, but he rolled toward the visitor side and at the last minute turned and came back this way.
Marty, you saw that in the dome, didn't you?
I did. I told several of the guys about that, but I got to give a lot of credit there to Sam Washington. He put a little pressure on the quarterback and caused that ball to go way outside and sail on the quarterback.
All right, McEachern to punt now.
Tyquan Lane back at the 25. Jermaine standing at his own 25. Six men up on the line for our Vikings. High snap. He still gets the ball away, and it's going out of bounds. There the officials are looking. See where they mark him out at. And they mark him out at the 40. Coach is saying that's a 12-yard difference because he was up at their 48.
I can see down the line. And I thought it sure was a little bit closer to midfield than that.
That made that a 27-yard punt.
It was a high snap. He bobbled it and still had plenty of time just off the side of his foot.
almost 2 minutes on that possession. Six plays, one run, five passes. They got two first downs.
10-19 to go here in the half. Ball on the near hash mark. Fuller in at quarterback. Indians go back to that 3-3 stack, walk the corners up on the line of scrimmage or just off the line. Tied into our side. And we give it to Bergman. He bounces inside, outside, still on his feet. And I don't know what they're going to do. There's flags everywhere as Bergman goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I was watching Bergman. I didn't see ahead of the play.
I think they got it fake, Matt, guys.
Well, he got it all the way down. It was a 15-yard run down to their 45. Flags were back at the 49. 10-12 to go here in the half. Officials are talking about in personal foul face mask. So they'll go to the 45 and mark it down to the 30.
Wes, I have to say that Nick Bergman is running the ball extremely hard tonight. He's having a great game here early on.
He sure is. D. Daniels in at the fullback position. Wing back to Bergman and Mike Moore. Moore on the near side. We go back to double tight end. And we give it to Moore on the counter. By one man, two, still on his feet, gets hit. They pull him down by his jerseys. He gets to the 20-yard line. He's going to be awfully close to that first down.
Awfully, awfully close.
Mike Moore on that little trap play as they run over the left side. 9 inside, 10 minutes to go now here in the half, still trailing 3-0. They say it's second and about a 9-volt battery.
I believe if you call the chains out, that might be even closer.
Fuller. They swap Bergman and Moore. Moore goes to the far side. Bergman to the near side. They spread the linebackers out just a little bit. He goes right looking. Got a man open. And there's a flag for pass interference. It was number 43, Brandon Bell, who scored last week on the same play. And they're going to hit him. Hit McEachern with a pass interference call.
Yeah, there's not a lot that defender can do on that. And that number 20 for Indians, he just used his body to block. And Brandon Bell not able to get around, and that's what they're going to call is that pass interference.
Bell was looking back at the ball. Their guy wasn't and ran into it.
Yep.
Marty, you were down there.
Yeah, that was exactly right, guys. That ball was just underthrown, and the defender really couldn't do anything. He ran into our receiver, and that's what will be called every time.
That's half the distance to the 15-yard penalty, but it's at the 30, so we'll take it to the 15. I'm sorry, they took it down to the 10-yard line. So I guess so half the distance, we'll take it to the 10. We can still get a first down. More in motion. Give it to Daniels up the middle. He runs by one man, two of those big legs turning as he gets down to about the 7, maybe the 6-yard line. Hard running behind the Sons of Thunder here on that right side. While we got a minute, I want to say hello to the whole Parker clan, Bill, Rusty, Steve, all of them down in St. Augustine, and they're listening via the Internet.
And I wouldn't be surprised if Cole is listening up in Ithaca, New York.
Cole Parker, that's Rusty's nephew.
All right, second down now, and they have thrown the down markers away. It's second and goal.
And we give the ball to Moore around the left side, looking for a hole, cuts back in, and he runs into several Warrior Indians at the 5.
Yeah, they just closed down in that hole very, very quickly. I know Mike Moore, when he turned, he saw the hole, and he tried to hit it, and the Indians were just able to collapse it down. So it'll be that third and goal now. And the ball at about the 6-yard line.
Fuller gets the play from the sidelines. 8:15 to go here in the half. We're trailing 3-0. Indians, 3 down linemen. 3 linebackers up tight, corners on the line but wide. Fuller takes the snap. Again, gives it to Bergman, looking for one man, two. Fights his way down close to the goal line. But then Indians on their war pony stop him short, probably around the 2 or 3 yard line.
Another decision for Coach McPherson. Fourth and goal at the 2. Do you go for it or do you go and kick the 3? They're going.
He tells our son.
They're going to call timeout, I think, guys.
And they do. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this.
back at Martin Stadium. Bill Osborne, Wes James, Taylor Biddle, and Marty Rogers bringing you all the action as our Vikings trail 3-0 here. 7:35 left in the half, and it's fourth and goal for the Vikings at the 3-yard line.
And we're going to give Mackenstein another chance to tie it up. This will be a 19-yard field goal.
And it's on the right hash mark for a right-footed kicker. Shouldn't be too bad. He could swing it around.
Coaches, the official referee come over and said something to our coaching staff. Garrett Fuller to hold. Jason Crum, the long snapper. There's the ball down, kicks up. And this one's good. And with 7:32 to go in the half, we've got a tie ball game. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, Matt Mackenstein set to kick off. Back deep, David Phillips and Xavier Jackson for the Indians. Ball on the near hash mark. 7:32 to go in the half. We're tied at 3 apiece. Nice high end-over-end kick. Forces Jackson back to the 5, the 10, behind the wall at the 15. We catch him back behind the 15, and that's where he'll go down. Maybe to the 16-yard line.
That last drive, 2 minutes and just over 30 seconds on the drive. They ran 6 plays, 5 runs, 1 pass, 2 first downs, 57 total yards, resulted in a 3-yard,
a 19-yard
field goal.
We were fourth and goal at the 3.
Indians take over at their own 17. Ball almost on the near hash mark. They're going from right to left on your radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. 7:24 to go in the half. Thompson in the shotgun. 2 receivers far side, 1 near side. We're in a 3-man front. Changes the signal at the line of scrimmage. Barks out the signal, takes the snap, gives it to the running back off the right side. We hit him after about a 3-yard gain up to the 20. In on the tackle was number 19, Jamacy Wright.
Jamacy
Wright.
Also in on there was Ellis Griffin, and I mean from that end spot, I saw him hit him, and the head just snapped on the running back.
Second and 7 from the 20. Edital in the slot on the far side. Fletcher, wide receiver near side. Thompson, waiting on the snap. Takes it, quick pass out in the flats to Edital. By one man, two, he has the first down. Out to the 20. Nope. Where are they going to mark him at?
Yeah, they're going to mark him. They were just keeping the clock wound.
The official was standing behind the down mark, and I was saying, wait a minute, buddy, that ain't right. He's got a first down. All the way out to the 29-and-a-half-yard line. First and 10 for McEachern from there.
Wes, our band sure is making a lot of noise. They're trying to get their warning.
Ball on the far hash mark. Thompson, number 10, looks at a 3-man rush, drops back, looks. Downfield, Edital makes the catch, and incomplete pass.
2-5.
And I'm going to let the crowd settle down because he went up to make it, and Josh Clemens tattooed him at the 45-yard line.
He will remember that one, guys, and he'll have a hard time coming across the middle again.
He has taken his helmet off and gone to the sideline. Second and 10. From the 30-yard line. Delayed handoff to Sherman, a running back, and Trey Jackson tackles him as he crosses the 30 up to the 31, maybe the 32. Now they make him up to the 32. It'll be 3rd and 8 from there. Trey Jackson seeing the most playing time he's seen this year in the first half. Been suffering an injury, the sophomore linebacker. 6:01 to go. Trent Thompson takes the ball, rolls to our side of the field. Looking. Throws downfield to Fletcher. He makes the catch for the first down. Out to the 44-yard line.
I was watching the quarterback. He was very close to that line of scrimmage when he made that throw.
Great play by Thompson to Fletcher. Keep this drive alive for McEachern. Out to the 44. Edital back in. He's in the slot on the far side.
Thompson does this every time. Backside signals and then steps back. He's standing at the 40. Takes the snap. Gives it to the running back. That is Sherman. And Sherman will get about 4-5 yards on that carry as it goes over the left side behind those Indians. And it'll be 2nd and 6. The ball just inside their 50-yard line. Sherman comes out. And I didn't see who they brought in. We're in a three-man front. Sherman again, little quick pass out to Etowah, makes the catch, gets hit, spins off one man, two, down the sidelines he goes. Tyquan Lane's got a beat on him and knocks him out of bounds at the three-yard line.
Tyquan Lane with a touchdown saving tackle.
Hit him hard behind the line, got right at the line of scrimmage, guys, but he broke away from those two tackles.
That's a 46-yard pass play, but we hit him at the line of scrimmage, well, short of the first down, but did not wrap up, and he spun out of there and was gone. Indians first and goal at the 4-yard line. Not enough. They're going to call a timeout. With that, we'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back at Martin Stadium, 5:10 to go first half. We're tied at 3 apiece, but McEachern has first and goal at the 3-yard line. After a 46-yard pass play from Trent Thompson to Edetow, he broke two tackles at the line of scrimmage, and then down the sidelines he went, and Tyquan Lane had a beat on him and just knocked him out of bounds. They're in the I formation. Double tight end. Five-man front. We got our linebackers up tight. Thompson turns back, says something back to the tailback, Sherman.
Takes a false start.
Sherman up the middle, gets hit at the three and driven back.
No flag, but you saw the running back made a small lunge forward.
Yeah, he leaned right at the snap. It'll be 2nd and goal. Again, in the I formation. Thompson pitches out to Sherman, looking for a hole outside, cuts back inside, touchdown Indians. A 3-yard touchdown run by Sherman. With 4:39 to go here in the half. Jermaine on to attempt the extra point. We don't have a net up on this end of the field. He'll kick it over the field house. Ball's down. Kicks up. And he made it barely. He just did clear the upright. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, back in Martin Stadium, St. Germain set to kick off. High end-over-end kick. And with the wind at his back, that ball sails out of the back of the end zone. 4:39 to go here in the half, and we trail 10-3.
Guys, that last drive, 3 minutes and 15 seconds, 83 total yards, results in a 3-yard touchdown run. 8 plays, 4 runs, 4 passes, 3 first downs.
Garrett Fuller brings the Vikings back out on the line of scrimmage. We'll start 1st and 10 from our 20. Sons of Thunder up over the football. D. Daniels at fullback. Mike Moore wing back on our side. We have double tight ends. And we give it to Bergman. Round one, man, two. And he will not get back to the line. Well, let's see where they're going. They're going to mark a forward progress back at the line of scrimmage. 2nd and 10 from there.
Yeah, just no holes there for Tyquan to get through. Defensive line for the Indians playing very well right now.
Larry Scarborough came off limping on that play, guys.
Austin Ogburn checks in.
Those three down linemen shift to the wide side of the field. And we give it to Daniels up the middle. By one man, two, is across the 25, up to the 26. That'll make it 3rd and 4 from there. We're inside 4 minutes here in the half.
D. Daniels, from that fullback spot, he has just run with great authority here this evening. That time he just muscled for those 6 yards.
They'll again double tight end set. They back the linebackers up just a bit. We give it to Mike Moore. He runs into the line of scrimmage, tries to squirt by one man, and he will not have the first down as he gets up to the 28-yard line and will have to punt.
Yeah, picks up just a yard. Want to remind our listeners, be sure and tune in right here on 99.5 Kicks Country on Tuesday night at 6:45, or come out live to Austin's Cattle Company for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Want to thank all of our sponsors this year for the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. Be sure and stop by thevikingvoice.com for a complete list of those sponsors. Thank you.
Editaw and Fletcher back deep, standing about their 35. Matt McIntyre standing on the 15. We've got to get another man in on the line, and we hustle in and get him in there. Nice high, high kick. Hits at the 50, grouses across the 45, down to the 40, and that's where the Indians will take over with 2:33 to go here in the half.
32-yard punt on that play.
That's his average. Ball will be on the far hash mark. Fletcher comes near side. They bring Editaw and put him on the slot here on the wide side of the field.
This team is no stranger to long drives at the end of halves, guys.
No, sir, they're not, and they're no stranger to doing them quick either. We go back to a four-man front. Thompson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Pass to Editaw. And it'll be from the 40 up to the 43, a three-yard pass play. Little swing pass underneath.
Wes, we really need the crowd to get behind us here and get off their seats and get up and make some noise.
Second and 7 as we approach the two-minute mark here in the half. We go back to a three-man front. Two receivers far side, one near side. Editaw gives it to Sherman, and he gets hit at the line of scrimmage. And that was James Mathis in on the tackle. He was not fooled at all. And they'll actually lose the yards. Now instead of it'll 2nd and 7, it's now 3rd and 8. 1:43 to go here in the half. We trail 10-3. McEachern in the pistol. Thompson drops straight back, looks those across the middle, off the fingertips. It looks like that was number 18, Victor Brannon.
And he was head up on Trey Jackson. So Trey from the linebacker spot having to make that coverage.
And they will have to punt.
Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 1:26 left here in the half.
And Tyquan Lane back about our 25. Jermaine standing about his 29-yard line. There's a snap. High, high kick. Get out of the way, fella. It hits, bounces, and we're just going to let it get away. Nobody, they'll down it about the 16-yard line.
Very good punt, and the Vikings will have it 1st down and 10 from the 16.
42 yards on that punt, guys. 1:15 to go in the half. Vikings trail 10-3.
Offensively, we have tried to run between the tackles and then maybe bounce it outside after we've went inside, but they've done a good job with that 3-3 stack. And, Bill, anytime we play a team that runs that 3-3 stack, we've always had problems against that defense.
Yeah, we have. It really requires that offensive line to understand what they're doing, because the defensive line is not right on them. They've got to react to what they're doing.
Especially those linebackers, and especially with the corners, when they walk the corners up on the line. Gerald in the shotgun. High snap. Drops it. Picks it up. Busted play. He's up to the 20. He has the first down all the way out to the 30. And we call a timeout. Well, so they stop the clock with 1:06 to go while they set the chains. Off his hands. Drops it. Picks it up. And then scrambles out to the 30. 1:06 to go here in the half. First and 10 out to the 30-yard line.
One of the things that Lance Gerald brings to you is that improvising he does on a broken play.
In the shotgun. Gerald takes a snap. Rolls right. There they come. Look, those downfield. Got Edwards open all the way out to the 48-yard line. They'll stop the clock there with 55 seconds to go.
Nice catch by Kevin Edwards.
18-yard pass play from Gerald to Edwards. Out to the 48. 55 seconds to go in the half. Line Clemens up at wide receiver on the near side. Bergman, Edwards to the far side. He's got Mike Moore to his left. Takes a snap. There they come. Steps up in the pocket looking. No place to go. Man's got him and we'll go down. And we call. Did we call timeout? No, we're not so far. 40 seconds. We're all, and they sack us. We lose five, about 8 yards, all the way back to our 39-yard line.
Clock continues to run, now under 30 seconds.
We had one timeout left. It's going to be close. And we have to call time.
We blew about 20 seconds on that, but it's just misunderstanding between them.
All righty, we'll take a 30-second break, and when we come back, we'll have the final play of the quarter. You're listening to Lions Eye Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Back here at Martin Stadium, 9.7 seconds to go. It'll be second, and it really doesn't matter because we're going to have about one play, and that's going to be it. Indians will get the ball to start the second half. Gerald in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, two receivers near side. Drops back. There they come. Great protection. Steps up looking. He tucks the ball. He's got nothing to do but run. And we don't have any timeouts to burn, and he's out at the 45, and that will be the end of the first half. As Marty makes his way over to find Coach Mack.
The coach is everything we expected so far. What do you tell your team at halftime?
Well, we just got to keep executing. You know, we gave up a big play there and let them get in the end zone. I think the defense is playing hard. Probably should have some more points on the board. But just got.
Coach, good luck in the second half.
All righty. We'll take a five-minute break, come back. I've got Wes Taylor, the principal of Lowndes High School, and our soon-to-be new superintendent when we come back after this. Vikings trail 10-3. We are on the Barry Broom. Allstate halftime report. We'll be right back after this 5-minute break. You're listening to Lions High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.